Peridalet, right? So we go up to. Huh? Perig. Vov, right, yes. Right. A line on a hoop. Okay. Oh, so they told Haman, right, they told Haman to come early in the morning in true Amalek Yisrael before anybody gets there, because they were choshesh that if he comes and there'll be an Oyev Mordechai, he's going to tell them king to hang Mordechai, so there'll be somebody will be Melitz Letovas Mordechai and maybe he won't manage. So they told him, go early in the morning. So another v'nafuch. So what happened? Vayomer ha-melech, v'nase yikom gdula l'mordechai al-seh. Vayomer adari ha-melech v'shosu l'nase imoy dobo. So what should he do? Now, I told you, he understood, now everything's clear. That Haman and Esther obviously want to plead for Mordechai. And what they could ask for, I offered at Chatzia Malchus, more than Chatzia Malchus, the whole life of the king. He saved the life of the king. That's everything. So what should be? I didn't know what to do. So he wants to come to the Mishneh already having fulfilled the thing, so she shouldn't ask for too much. So he said, okay, let's see, let's ask a Messiah Lefi Tuba. So who's in the Chotzer? V'homon bo lechatzah beis ha-melech ha-chitzoyno. Leimah la-melech litzvay ses Mordechai alo eitzah shehei chidloi. So Haman came early in the morning, the first time in his life he got up so early, to come and tell the king to be told as Mordechai. Alo eitzah shehei chidloi. Alo eitz, what's a shehei chidloi? Chazal sovim, loi heichid. What does it mean? It means, the min ha-shamayim, there was never half a minute that he was going to be able to hang Mordechai. And all this whole thing of his putting up the eitz, v'chule, is all be'etzim for himself. He made it for himself, but we don't see that yet. Vayomru Dari HaMelech Eilov, Hine Haman Oymed Bechotzer. Ah, who's there? Haman. Vayomru HaMelech Yavoi. So he was so happy. Because this is unbelievable. This is Mamesh Min HaShemayim. It was Min HaShemayim. That Haman, so now, he's the Oyev Mordechai. He's going to come to this whole Mishnah, he's going to ask for the schar for Mordechai. So now he thinks, okay, I'm going to ask him, without telling him who I mean, what schar you should give. So that's what he says. What does he say? Vayomer Haman, Vayomer Eloi HaMelech, Ma La'asois Bo Ish Asher HaMelech Chofetz Bikara. Ask you a theoretical shayla. What should one do? What should one think to a mensch who the melech wants to be mechavet, the yikore? What did he ask the narim when they told him thing? Ma nase yikor ugdula. Yikor is covet, gedula is money. But he, min ha-shomayim, the Rebbeinu Shalom took away the word gedula. When he said it to Haman, he said, "Malasis leish ba'ish asher ha-melech chofetz bikara, covet." Vayomer Haman. Haman fell straight into the trap that the Rebbeinu Shalom prepared for him. Vayomer Haman. Remember, I told you one of the yesodos in Megillah is how the Rishoyim destroy themselves. Now you're going to see it here as well. Vayomer Haman belibay. Lemi yachboitz ha-melech lasus yikar yoseh mimeni. The melech was begadol him and gave him so much money. And he told his chachomim and the zeresh spoke out how much money he's got. Who can it possibly be that the melech doesn't want to give money, only covet? Covet is from the Eilu Advorim She'eilu Shir. Kovod is one of the things she Elohim Shir. Money, he had so much money. So who can it be that he wants to give only kovod to? Must be me. That's his midas roz. So the me yachud samel lasus yikar yosef imeni. Then what was he lacking? He had kovod more than all the sorry. But there's one thing he didn't have. Kvod malchus. He never had kvod malchus. Vayomer Haman el HaMelech, Ish, Asher HaMelech Chofetz Bikaroi, and he's dreaming. He doesn't know it's him. He thinks it's him. The Melech is Chofetz Bikaroi. Yaviu Levush Malchus, Asher Lovash Boy HaMelech, they should bring somebody, the Avdei HaMelech, should bring the Levush Malchus, which the Melech wore himself. Don't go to a store in L.A. You know, you have all these stores in L.A. If you've been there, but if you don't go there. But they have these stores with all the fancy stuff for the movies, right? No, that's not good. The Levusha Shelobash Baya Melech, the real stuff, the real one, not the thing for the movies. Vesus Asher Rochav Olav HaMelech. And the horse, the royal horse, which the Melech himself rode on, Vashenitan Kese Malchus Baroshoi, when it was the coronation, he couldn't ask for the crown. You can't, a commoner is not going to be allowed to wear the crown. That Adkinekar, he never had a Havamil. So what's Ashenitan Kese Malchus Baroshoi? The sus when it was the day of the coronation you get all the kvod malchus comes out, the biggest kvod malchus. V'nosein halavush v'asus al yad ish misorei hamelech hapartamim, and it should be one of the choshev misorei hamelech. V'ubishu esa ish asher hamelech chofetz bikaroi, and they should dress him. What's this? It's nourishkeit, right? The poor guy. This is what he's missing. He has everything, but he's missing royal treatment. So there has to be somebody else should put it on. You know, when when you have a chosen, the minig be'etzim is that somebody else should put on the kittel, not the chosen himself. You see, he didn't know that. What's his name the other day? But the be'etzim, somebody else was to put on the kittel, not the chosen himself. Why? Not because of malchus. Why is a chosim wear a kittel? Because he's begging Mason. It's to remind him of the Yom HaMisa. That's why in Eretz Yisrael and in other places in the world, they wear the kittel dafka under the jacket, not on top. In America, so it's good for the pictures. You know, she's white and he's white, so they wear the kittel outside. If they realize what it is, it's a shroud. Right, you're going to the chuppah with a shroud. So you want to have that on the pictures? She's dressed in white because she's like the domit to the Shechina, Tahara, and everything else. He putting on the kittel is the Yom HaMisa. That's why you don't make any knots and the chula. That's a meaning Al Koponim. He had this thing Alz Malchus. Vil Bishu Esoish Asher Amelech Chofetz Bikorei. Birkivuhu alasus birchoy ha'ir, they should publicize everything with koronafonov. Kocho yoselo ish asher melech chofetz bikaroi. That is what the melech should do for the ish asher melech chofetz bikaroi. This is the pinnacle of Haman's life. This dream. This is the top shevetok. So he's imagining himself with all this covered kvod malchus. This no yomim. Why the God says? Why the Rebbe should do this to him? Because lifnei sheva God, as you saw it by the rosha, you build up the rosha to the maximum before he falls down, because then he falls from a greater height. So here you have. He's imagining himself on this horse. Now, the biggest shock is going to come to him. The king was so happy. Why? Because first of all, it doesn't cost him any money. That's very important by him, right? It doesn't cost money. And this is Haman's Eitzah. And now it's Gemalti. Go and do this. Vayoyim ha-melech lahaman. Maher, kachis alavush. Vesasus, kashedi barato. But you take it. You said only one of the sorim ha-paro to me. I'm going to be moisif. You're going to give Mordechai more covet than you said. You said one of the sorry about power to me, but you're the most choshev sar in the Medina. So you go and do it to Mordechai. That's even more covered. Of course, you'll be happy to do it because you're Mordechai's best friend. Maher kach zervush v'sasus rashe dibarto. Masei chei le Mordechai ha-Yehudi ha-Yoyshe b'shar ha-Melech. What was all these neshoiners? Which Mordechai? So he said, Asei chei le Mordechai. Mordechai? Can you imagine the shock that Haman had? when he's just imagining it's him, and now all of a sudden go and do this gewaltige thing to Mordechai. So he said, Mordechai? Mordechai is a very common Jewish name. Which Mordechai? This other Mordechai. Mordechai HaYehudi. Mordechai HaYehudi, yeah, very love you, Mordechai. Mordechai is a very common name. HaYoshe Beshar HaMelech. That one. Al Tapel Dover Mikoil HaShem Dibarot. Absolutely everything. He had no choice. He couldn't say a word. After that, can he say that I want to kill him? I want to hang him? Poor guy. Where did Mordechai go back to? Shar HaMelech, El Shar HaMelech, not in the Chatzer HaMelech. Why? Because God says he went miyad back to his Sak V'Efer and Davni. Wasn't mafsik, only what was necessary. So everybody knows the Medrash that says that he was taking a round and his daughter sees from high up that there's somebody's taking someone round, it must be that before we're going to execute Mordechai, then the Melech made Mordechai take Haman round the city to be mefarsim how choshem Haman is. So she decided to be moisif on the design of Mordechai, and she threw the shoifchim. They didn't have built-in toilets then. They had a pot for it. So she poured that on Mordechai's head. And Dainu, when Haman looked up and this filth came on him, he looked up, who did that to him? She saw it was her father. They're B'nai Esav, and Esav and Kibbutz. So she jumped out the window and killed herself. She was mevaze her father like that. So he was Ovel, the Chofui Rosh, and the smelly head. And so now what's going to be? Was it terrible? Vayisaper Haman lezeresh ishtoi ulechol oy havov es kol asher karohu. So he told him everything asher karohu. What's karohu? He told him everything that happened. And they said, oy vey, this is not good. So he said, no, it's a mikre. It's just a mikre. I happened to come there. And the Melech happened to have heard this thing about Mordechai with being so terrorist, and he happened to ask me, and he happened to tell me to think, it was all mikra. But Vayomru like Chachomov v'zeresh ishtoi. First it was the Chol Oyavov. But now when they say this, it's the Dvar Chochma. They realize the emes. Im Mizerah HaYehudim Mordechai Asher Achi Lo Yisol Nidpol Lefanov Lo Yisuch Aloi Kinof Ol Tipol Lefanov. What did they tell him? Yin have no teva. If Yin are Yored, they Yored Ad La'ofar, and you can tread on them, you can do anything to them. Once they're being Oile, Im Mizerah HaYehudim, when they're being Oile, you can't touch them. Because they don't live Al Piteva, the Yin. That's why they were Chachomim. They said, oh, this turn of events is a siman that it's Min HaShemayim, and that they're being Oile. Asher hachilo yisalim poi lefadav, lo yisuch aloi, you will not be able to be benatzeachim. Ki dafal tipo lefadav, that's a simon, you're finished. You're going to be finished. What do you have to do? Immediately chop down the gallows. And what was he saying? No, he refused. It's a mikre. Why? Amoleki velo yirei elukim. And the Chachom is telling him it's Hashem Yisbarach, and he's not willing to hear. No, it's Mikre, Mikre, Hashem Korcho, Mr. Mikre, everything is Mikre. There's no Hashem in the world. Hashem's not in the world, running the world. And says the God, they would have persuaded him. So, min HaShemayim, Oida medabrim imo, v'soisi ha-melech higiu. While they were still talking to him, and they could have persuaded him, the Sarisei HaMelech Higiu, Vayavhinu Lahavi Esamel Ala Mishneh, Asher Asa Sarester, and they rushed him off to the Mishneh. It's late, you have to go to the Mishneh. So he didn't have time to cut down the gallows. Velozu Bilvad. They heard the argument, and they heard him saying, no, I'll be able to kill Mordechai. That's what they heard. And Zeresh and the Chachom say, no, cut it down. And he said, you have to come right now. The Melech was so happy, because now he knows what's going to be. Haman and Esther are going to ask for schar for Mordechai, and he's going to be able to say, look, I gave him the schar. Haman, you yourself were the one who suggested this is the schar, and I was Moisif, and I told you to do it to Mordechai, therefore he doesn't have to give any schar to Mordechai. Vayov, ha-melech v'Haman nishtosim Esther ha-malko. Vayoyim, ha-melech l'Esther gam, vayoyim ha-sheni v'mishta ha-yayin. Ma-sheno seich Esther ha-malko, v'sino seiloch. Even today, even though he knew what the Shaila was, he thought he knew anyway, gam bayom ha-sheini, ma she'lo seich esta ha-malchus v'sino seiloch, ma makosho seich ad chatzi ha-malchus v'seos. Yesterday she didn't say. Why? Because she hadn't seen any simon min ha-shamayim that was right to ask. So she was busy davening and she didn't see any simon. This whole big sovaseresh maisa, this maisa of him taking Mordechai around the city was the biggest simon that everything's changed. Nafal tipa lefanav. Ah, now she can ask. Vatan Esther Amalka Vatoima. Imotzosi chein meinecho amelech. Vimal amelech toiv. Tidosen li nafshi v'sheilosi v'ami b'makoshosi. In my life and my arm. Ki nimkarnu ani v'ami. We've been sold. How did she know we've been sold? Because Mordechai knew the Parsha Sakesef. What was the Parsha Sakesef? Haman bought Klal Yisrael from the Melech. Haman gave the money to the Melech. The Melech said, Kosuv Nosud Loch. Nosud Loch. So the king of the Melech says, you keep it, and Hareini Ki'ilu is Kabalti. So it was a Mechira. She knew it all. That's the secret letters. But Mordechai knew the whole thing, the Beruach HaKodesh. Lahashmid larag al abed. V'ilu lavodim l'shvachus nimkarnu hecherashti. If we would have been sold as avodim, I would have kept quiet. What did he ask, Old Haman? He asked the Melech, Yikosev la'abdom. La'abdom could mean a lot of things. He didn't say Amaleki, Choshesh, did not want to say Larug, Lashmid Larug. He was worried the Melech might not be Maskim, so he said La Abdom. That's Hoife Cholov. Why? Because now she said, if it would have been like he said, La Abdom, it would have only meant Avdus, then Cholina, the Melech said La Abdom. But he cheated you, the Melech. He said La Abdom, but he's doing it La Hashmid or La Abed, La Arug or La Abed. V'ilu l'abod v'shoch nimkar v'echrashti, ki ein atzor shoyve b'nezek ha-melech, what he wants to do. It's not shoyve, it's a big hezek to the melech. He wants to kill the whole of Klal Yisrael. And me. Now, you remember Esther was makpid always not to say who she was, where she came from. Even after where there was every reason for her to say, and the Melech was going, Meshuggah, who are you? And he wanted to give Hanocha to the nation from which he came from. And he made a whole Mishneh, Godel v'chule v'chule, v'ein Esther Magedes is ava ki tziva alea Mordechai lo sagin. It's neged the Svara. But she was Mekayim, the tzivui of Mordechai, neged the Svara. Tikkun of the Chet of Shaul, who made Svaras. Now, because Haman didn't know she was Jewish, if he would have known she was Jewish, he would have made the law excluding Esther. He would have said excluding Esther. But he didn't know she was Jewish. So the Gzerah included Esther. So now she'd ask, Nafshi b'sheinosi, I'm being threatened myself. Now, Achashverosh knew the whole plan. He knew the whole thing, and he knew he was interested in getting rid of the Klal Yisrael as well. Kuyodur. Vayomer HaMelech Achashverosh. Well, he was in shock. This was not what he expected. He expected her to say, we need Schar for Mordechai, right? But he knew, but she knows everything. She knows the Parshas HaKesef. She knows the Nimkanu. She knows the whole thing. So she knows that I wanted, ultimately wanted to kill her. He didn't, because he didn't know she was Jewish. Vayomer HaMelech Achashverosh, Vayomer Esther HaMalka. What's the two Vayomers? Because he was in shock. Vayomer Esther HaMalka. Mi huzev eze hu Hashem lo libo lasas kein. Who possibly could it be? Vayomer Esther Kish Sar.
Why is two Vayomers? What does Tuva Yomer mean?
He started speaking and he could push himself to speak more. Vatoyve Esther, Ish, Tsar, Ve'oyev, Haman, Hara, Hazeh. What's with her? Again, she's being Marbe Medibur. He asked, who was it? So say, it's Haman. How many Hamans are sitting there? There's only one Haman sitting there, Haman, Achashverosh, and her. So what's Haman, Hara, Hazeh? What do you have to say, Ish? Tsar v'oyev. So the Gemara says, Haman ora hazeh. She started pointing to Achashverosh. Came a malach and pushed her hand to Haman. So they go, that's crazy. What'd she do that for? It's true, Achashverosh wanted to was behind the whole thing. But that's not going to help to say, you did it, you decided it. So what was it? Something God, Mary Dickham Shah. She was davening the whole time, Beli Hefsik. Kol Rega Marega, she's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, be Mashpi on Achashverosh, he shouldn't agree to carry this out. Be Mashpi on Achashverosh. So subconsciously, she's thinking about Achashverosh. So when he says "Mi huzev ezehu," she's busy davening. Be'etzem, her real mind is on her tefillas, thinking about Achashverosh. So it's Ish Tzav Ve'oyev Achashverosh. Haman Hara Hazeh. She almost messed up the whole thing. Almost messed it up. Hishtadlus. Her tefillas. Did she almost mess it up? No. Because her tefillas are what's being piled here. The Haman nivas minifnei haMelech v'amalko, and Haman was shocked in front of the Melech and the Malko. He couldn't talk. Why couldn't he talk? Because now he was put into a terrible situation. Melech. He told the Melech, "They're oyim and oyim. They're terrible. They're mefuzim mefoyro. Don't say haMelech einam oisim. They're terrible people. You have to kill. Get rid of them. Ma'abit them." But now the Malka is a Yid. He couldn't say to the Melech that, yes, we decided to kill them. The Malka's there. So he couldn't say that. So in front of the Malka, what's he going to say? I didn't realize how choshev Yid are and everything else. But the Melech, you just told me they're terrible. So when the Melech and the Malka are both sitting there, Haman couldn't say anything. So the Reb Shleima was Midah Kenegin Midah. Haman, the Gemara says, was the biggest Mesape Loshen Hara that the world ever saw. And he said all this Motzi Shemra and Klal Yisrael. Now, before he's going to die, another Mido Keneged Mido in him is Nivos. Now he can't speak. Divas b'nei ha-melech v'ha-malko. You know? So, answer, say something. What the melech do? B'shunadik. Ha-melech kom b'chamosai. He was furious. What was he furious about? Because she found out the plan. B'mishte ha-yayin, el-gid ha-sabison. He went into the garden. What are you going to the garden for? Terence is, he wants to think of an eitzah. He doesn't want to kill Haman. But what's he going to do? The Shvera Matzav. So he went into the garden. Omad levakesh al nafsho me'Esther Malka. Now the melech's gone, so he could plead to Esther and say he didn't realize, he didn't know this and that. The Jews won a lot of Nobel Prizes, they're very choshev, and this and that and the other, whatever he was going to say to her. Ki ro, ki kol so elov hara me'Esa melech. Ki kolsa elov hara sofei tevas yud kei vav kei. Because now this is the sof. Vaita aremis. Hashem Yisbarach is being poil everything here. Ki kolsa elov hara veis ha-melech. So he's pleading his guts out to Esther. Va-melech shov migidas ha-bison veis mishna ha-yayin. He came back. Why did he come back? Why did anything change? He went to the garden to cool off. The gardens are very choshev, you know. There's one of the wonders, of the seven wonders of the ancient world, was the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. So he moved the capital from Bavel to Shushan. And Mistava, when they built the big palace that he had there and everything else, he Mistava made another garden like the gardens of Bavel. It's a beautiful garden. The Gemara says he went into the garden, the Rebbeinu Shem sent Malachim, chopping down all the plants and everything, ruining the whole garden. And he said, and these malachim would be to Musa Noshim. And he says, so what are you doing? And they said, Haman told us to uproot the garden. So he came back with more anger on Haman. Maybe he wanted to kill the whole nation. That's no, but to kill the garden, to destroy the garden, that's all he would know. So he came back, Mimishta Ayayin. For Haman, no fail al Hamito Ashe Esther Aleah. What do you mean, Haman Noifel? Nofel, says before. Now he's Noifel. So he didn't stand up when the Melech came in. Why not? So the Gemara says, because the Rebbeinu Shem sent a Malach and held him down. So he was Ke'ilu on the Mita Esther Aleo. What are you trying to do? You're trying to be Kovish her now in my house. You want to kill her. It's not true. I wanted to get up. I couldn't get up. We didn't see any malach. We saw all of a sudden he had his back and he couldn't stand up. What was it? It was a malach punched him in his back. But we didn't see any of that. Why? It's not true. In a chanami. Is it true what he said about Klal Yisrael? No. It's a vaita. This midah k'neged midah. Hadova yotzev pi ha-melech v'plei Haman chofu. Well, what can he do? He had nothing to say now. But the Melech still didn't want to kill him. Still didn't want to say, he's Kovish is a Malki, me, my boys. Vayoy merchavoy no, echon min asori sim lifle a Melech. Chavoy came to pick him up. And he heard that he didn't want to cut down the gallows. And you remember the gallows was made 50 amas high. Davke, so it could be seen from the window of where the Mishneh was going to take place, so that he would be able to see Mordechai swinging from the gallows and he wouldn't have any more heart attacks. Gab, hinei ha'eitz g'doylo re'iyo mishmi'o. He saw it in front of his eyes. Because of the ra, the rishus of these people, this midah ra, ad kedei kach, not only did he have to kill him, but he has to see him. Hine ho'eitz asher osa haman lemordechai asher dir betoiv al ha-melech. Now you understand what the whole big son of the Teresh Parsha is about. What would Haman have said? If there wouldn't have been this whole Parsha with big son of the Teresh, and there wouldn't have been the whole Parsha taking him around the city, what would he have said? Mordechai? Your Majesty, I didn't know. I thought he was such a Rasha. I made a big mistake. I'm so sorry. But he couldn't say that. You just spent the whole morning taking him round the town, telling everybody, this is the Ish Asher HaMelech Chofetz Bikorei. And then you went back and you say, I'm still going to kill him. And Charoyle heard the whole thing. Comes back. I made, it's still there, but Beis Haman, Gavoya Chamishim Amo. And the gods, beautiful pshat, is a very interesting pshat. The god says that the Melech, so self-centered, that the Maisa Achshverosh, he heard as follows. Hine ha'etz, asher osa Haman leMordechai, asher diber, comma. That Haman said when he made the eitz, toiv al ha-melech. And be'etzim is good for the king. I want to really hang the king. And that's why he said, v'yom ha-melech tuluhu olam. But it's not true. He never said toiv al ha-melech. And that's not what Chavoyno said. Chavoyno said that also Haman and Mordechai said, dibe toiv al ha-melech. Terence is fighter Mido Kenegan Mido. His demise was Mamish Bitoch, a whole sheker, and the king executed him because of a whole sheker that the king thought that he said he wanted to kill the king. How could the king say to Luhu Alov? Everything that was Logair to the king had to go Lifnei Yoidei Dos Vadin. Go back to Perik Aleph and remember the Memuchan amendment to the constitution. The Yetzei Dvar Malchus Milafonov, that he changed the law, that the king could be done something which was Logea to the king himself. It was Haman's amendment which allowed the king to say, Tluhu Olav. If he wouldn't have had that amendment, it would have gone to the Yodei Dos Vadin. The king would have calmed down. He would have found that some Eitzah how to dray out of this, and he wouldn't have killed Haman. But because of the Memuchan amendment, and because all these things, also the Tluhu Olav. Vayislo is Haman alo Eitza Sheheichin leMordechai. Vechavas HaMelech Shochocho. And the king was quiet. King now calmed down. No more anger. And everything is fine. Everything's fine. Vayom Ahu Nosan HaMelech Achashverosh LeEsther Malkus Beis Haman Tzoyre HaYehudim. He gave over to Esther the Beis Haman. Mordechai bo lifnei ha-melech, ki yigido Esther mahu lo. Now she could say exactly what the kiruva was. So Mordechai comes lifnei ha-melech. Vayasa ha-melech es tamato shehevir bei Haman. Vayid not a Mordechai. And the melech wanted to do the mafakel, so he took the ring, the signet ring, which he had given to Haman, and in order to be Machshiv Mordechai, he gave him the ring. He never would have done this. It's crazy that he took his signet ring and gave it to somebody else. Look, Haman misused it. But now, because he'd given it to Haman, so he wanted to make sure that Esther would be happy, so he treated Mordechai like he treated Haman, and he gave the tabas to Mordechai. We're going to see, there's a very, very important nekuda. Vayit nona Mordechai. It's another v'nafachu. From the fact that Haman got the tabas is what came back, and now Mordechai. You'll see why it's so important. Vatosem Esther's Mordechai on base Haman. Why'd she do that? What's Esther's ikah? She's not going to be ne'er from Tovas Rishoim. She's still being metaken that. So she didn't want to be ne'er from this, but she couldn't refuse to take it. That would be a pachim ponim to the melech. But once she saw that the Melech gave the Tabas and made him Ad Kedei Kach, the Mishnah Lemelech, with the Tabas, so it was covered, that it was just like the king gave the Tabas, she was able to give over the Beis Haman to Mordechai, and she wasn't there from Tovas Rishoim. The Maisot's also been Hashemayim, the Shnei Apostle, that the Rosha is Koines for the Tzaddik. So all the money that he had and everything that Haman gathered and his beautiful house and everything else ends up by Mordechai, by the tzaddik. Everybody thinks now we've solved the problem. Harbot's dead. Now we can go and eat Harbot Tash. He can't. There's another two prokim here. So what do we have? The Emes is Rabbi Sai. We haven't got anywhere. The whole Harbot plan is still happening. The igros that he sent out were not written al b'shem Harbot. They're written b'shem Amelech, but nechtam b'tabas Amelech. So there's a gzeira going out right now, even though he's dead. Who cares? The igros of Harbot are going out to a whole Medina. Lahashmid larag ulaabed v'shlolam lovois b'yoyim echod b'yud gimel odah. The gzeira of Harbot is still kaim. The fact that he's dead is irrelevant. The gzeira is still kaim. And the melech didn't stop the gzeira. Even though that's what she asked, Ninkani ani va'ami. And he hasn't the answer. He didn't give her that. He hang Harbot. So, but the plan is carrying on. And he's happy he's carrying on. Therefore, Vatoysef Esther, Vatada belifle amelech, Vatipo lifle raglov. We got more Lashonis here than we had before. Vatef, Vatishanin loy, Lahavis ras Harbot agogi. To take away the Ra, that's the Pas Shegen, and the Machshava, the plan, which was the secret letters, Asher Choshev Al Yehudim. She saw that the Melech is not interested in rescinding the Gzeira. That's why she had to all these Lashonis. Before, and she didn't do any of this. This is much more serious. The Melech's not interested in changing the Gzeira. The Gzeira is going to happen. Vayoshid HaMelech le'Esther shavit hazov v'atokim Esther v'atomen lifnei HaMelech v'atoyme im al HaMelech toim v'im motzosi chayin lefonov v'kosha adom lifnei HaMelech v'toyv ani be'enov. All these l'shoynes, because she knew he wasn't willing to do it. He said, mitzad the etzim should be al HaMelech toim. And if I'm moitzichein mitzidi, and be'etzim it's correct to do the kosher adover, not just toy but kosher, it's correct to do. The toy v'ani b'lefonam, she keeps on going back from, is it absolute toy or for me? Because he's infatuated with her. Ye kosev lehoshim es asvarim machshev es homen ben abdoso agogia she kosev l'abid es ha-yehudim ha-shem b'chom b'dino es ha-melech. How can I be soivel? And even though you're not going to let anybody kill me, I understand. But I'm going to see the whole destruction of my arm. So what do you mean? Isn't it a disgusting thing to do, to kill the whole of Klal Yisrael? That's not going to work. He's happy to do that. But because of me, how can I be soivel? I'll go into depression. I have a depressed wife. How can you, please don't allow it to happen. What do you want? That's not true. He didn't execute him because Sholach Yodim by Yehudim. It's because he was Sholach Yodim by Mordechai, Asher Dibetoy by the Melech, not because of the Yehudim. Vatem kiswa la Yehudim katoy beinechem b'shem ha-melech v'chiswa b'tabas ha-melech kiksova shenichta b'shem ha-melech v'nachta b'tabas ha-melech ein lahoshim. I cannot rescind the letters. What did he say? That you write whatever you want. You have the tabas, you write whatever you want. So we'll stop here. Suspense. The Levin Sashen. Next Monday night, hopefully we'll finish the thing to see what the Ikenes was.